Your daily choices create your habits. These habits set your destiny. My friends, each and every day, your habit should be follow these charts. 10 to 15 minutes, that is all it takes. Practice trading all you can. Today's training, a very good one. It is called backing away. What is backing away? We ask you to once a week, particularly midweek like it is now, to step back from the charts. Look at the weekly chart. Blow it up large on your screen. It's easy to do. And then get a feel for what it is you are actually seeing. Take the larger view, as Miyamoto Musashi would tell you. See things far away as if they are close, and close things as if they are far away. You can tell I'm a Miyamoto Musashi fan. Let's jump into these charts. Everything down except Bitcoin. Now, what do we see going on with the S&P 500? After booming up last week, we see a weak week this week. We've got a little bit of a down movement on that candle and an up movement on it. Also, talking about wicks, what do we see for our Tuesday, Wednesday, two-day chart? Again, weak. It's a red spinning top. Don't have a lot of volume. We can see things popped up in the morning, rolled back in the afternoon after an up day yesterday, a big down day on Monday. So we're sitting right there on the weekly trend line. That's about the only thing I could draw. It's not a good one. We're not hitting up toward the high. We had things pop up, had right at average volume, and then things rolling over. Now, I told you what I'd love to see. I'd love to see a red spinning top at the end of the week, which would make me jump into a down move. Means we had a week where things popped back on the week beginning Tuesday the 21st after Martin Luther King holiday, and then markets again heading down. So we'll see. Maybe that will occur. We do see, again, where things are on the NASDAQ 100. It didn't have average volume last week. It did pop up. If we have strong down volume, right now we do have a red spinning top. If things continue to move down strongly, it'd make me feel better about going short on the NASDAQ. You can see a nice red down candle on the two-day, but didn't see have the volume there. I want to see volume, particularly on the weekly chart. You can see volume in the afternoon. Things popped up in the morning and then bled off, but not a lot. It's only down 0.19%. What about 20-year U.S. government bonds? They're down a little bit for the day. You can see where they started moving up on Friday, popped up strong on Monday. Again, weak on Tuesday, up on Wednesday morning, but pulling back in the afternoon. But again, only down 0.20%. Look at the two-day, and we don't have any volume backing that up. So let's just continue to watch there. A weak turnaround. You know, it is moving up. It is green. But again, not anything making us feel strong about continuing. What do we see with gold? Gold pulling back. Again, you know, gold popped up last Friday, then pulled back in the afternoon, down on Monday, up a little bit on Tuesday, and down on Wednesday. Nothing down big. Gold down 0.38%. You can see on the two-day chart how weak it is. Weak in volume, weak in move. And of course, this week, we might get to average volume. Would love to see gold really crash over hard, give us a red spinning top, lots of volume, telling us that it's moving off where it has topped before. That's what the chartreuse, I guess that's the best color I can come up with. That's what these lines mean for us, is potential ceilings. So let's keep an eye on gold too. Now, what about Bitcoin? Bitcoin's the only up for the day, 3.06%. But look at that, a green spinning top. Volume's looking okay with 2 days to go. Look at the two-day. It's weak for a two-day candle. And we can see a doji there. And we can see, again, Bitcoin down big on Monday like stocks were, sliding sideways since then, up some at the end of the day. But no volume. No volume, strong volume at all on the half day, the 2 day, maybe the weekly. We'll see. Love to see any of these go over to a red spinning top with lots of volume telling me they are bouncing down. I'm ready to go short anytime. God bless my friends. All the best from the whole team at Charting Wealth World Headquarters.